Galileo Galilei, the Italian gentleman who made the first telescope, had two twin daughters named Joselina and Guinevere. When they were 11, it all started. 1604, Tuscany, Italy, Europe.
What is that turquoise star in the sky?
I don't know. I've never seen it before. Maybe it's a galaxy.
Papa isn't home, so maybe we could use his telescope.
Are you crazy? We're never allowed in the office.
Just this once, I have a good feeling about this.
Let's go.
Push the door.
Joselina, I don't like this. Remember the last time we were in here? Papa locked us in a room for a day.
Shh, look, there it is. Come on.
Papa's telescope. It's finally made. Why is it so noisy in here?
That's because there's a giant hole in the roof for the telescope. Quick, Papa's going to be home soon.
I think I'm gonna take a look.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's not a galaxy, it's a planet. It looks like it's tilted to the side a little bit.
This must be the planet after Saturn.
Should we tell Papa?
No, this is our planet. What should we name it?
Urano. Let's call it Urano.
No, call it Uranus.
Why Uranus?
Because it's English for Urano.
Oh yeah, but we're Italian.
But our great-great-great-grandmother is English, and we're both named after her.
Okay, but its nickname has to be George's Star.
Why?
Because our great-great-great-grandfather was named George.
Can I take a look now?
Sure.
Oh, I've never in my life seen anything so beautiful.
I know. It's so gorgeous.
Shh. Listen, I hear someone.
Oh no, it's Papa. Quick, hide in the closet.
Joselina, Guinevere, where are you?
Quick, play dead.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Papa.
Girls, what in the world, in the earth, in the solar system are you doing?
Nothing, Papa. We're only cooking supper.
I checked the kitchen, and you're not there.
That's because we just went to Mario and Luigi's pasta market to buy some spaghetti, and then we went to the herb market to get some basil.
Okay, I'll be in my room if you need me.
What room?
In my office, you silly girl.
Matilda, you know our housemaid, threw up in there when she was cleaning it, and she didn't bother to clean it up.
And Papa, you know what happens when you see vomit. You don't happen to be in there, right?
No! Both of you, please go in my office and clean it up so I don't see it, and then go through town and fire Matilda. Are you clear?
Yes. I hate it when Papa raises his voice, don't you?
Me too. 39 years later, Joselina and Guinevere continued their research on Uranus. They became experts on it. Both of them married two Englishmen and had a daughter each named Kate and Anne. They passed their information on to them and they all went to England for more research. Joselina and Guinevere didn't tell anybody but their daughters about their discovery. London, England, Europe.
And I'm really surprised that Mama and Auntie Guinevere have their own planet.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but I think it's really cool. Like the fact that Uranus is a planet after Saturn.
I really want to tell my Papa, but I'm not allowed to. Maybe I can do it secretly.
No, you know what? My Mama and Auntie Joselina said we can't tell a soul.
Wouldn't it be cool if we found some more information about Uranus, like why it is tilted to the side?
That would be cool, but we have to tell our mothers.
Let's not tell our mothers because they didn't tell their father that they had found a new planet.
I think that's a great idea. We can use the telescope that Grandpa Galilei left us on his deathbed a year ago.
Remember that my Mama and Auntie Guinevere got so mad because Grandpa Galileo left the first telescope to us and not his own daughters?
Yeah, I remember.
Let's get going. You know, Anne, we're really not allowed in here.
I know, but I'm really interested, and our mothers wouldn't allow us in here anyway.
You're right.
Well, why is our telescope in our mother's study?
I don't know. The last time I saw it, it was in the cellar.
I am going to take a look now.
Okay.
It looks like it got hit by something.
I'm gonna get a book